Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The NFL accuses Patriots quarterback Tom Brady of breaking the rules of the game and now of getting rid of evidence. Today, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell upheld Brady's four-game suspension in the case that's become known as Deflategate. The NFL said that Brady had his cell phone destroyed after investigators asked for electronic information that was stored on the phone. But Brady's agent is defending the quarterback. He says he was completely transparent in the NFL investigation. Meanwhile, Patriots fans had pretty strong reactions to the news today in Boston.
I'm not too surprised with the ruling. I don't agree with it. Goodell was kind of in a lose-lose situation no matter which way he ruled.
It's pretty stupid how you can rule a person for four-game suspension on a stupid football. It's beyond me. It's crazy.
I think it's bogus. Hopefully he goes to court and wins.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a bogus ruling.
I really don't think that was an appropriate suspension for the supposed infraction, which I don't think there was one. It's a tragedy that it has to go to federal court to get resolved.
The voices of Bostonians and Patriots fans today. Joining me now in the studio with the latest on Tom Brady's suspension case is Doug Trebue from WBUR's Only a Game. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Lisa.
So first, what did the NFL say regarding Tom Brady and that destroyed cell phone?
Well, they said that after he met with investigator Ted Wells, who produced the report on Deflategate, Brady ordered his cell phone destroyed and that 10,000 text messages that he had sent or received over the previous 4 months before that date in March were destroyed along with it and could no longer be retrieved. And so they are saying that that's just a sign of him not cooperating with the investigation. Of course, his agent disputes that.
And who are they saying destroyed the phone?
Well, I believe that Brady gave it to one of his associates, his assistant.
And Brady is admitting to this or not?
I don't know for sure.
He's not saying from what we hear. Columnist Bob Ryan told us a little bit earlier today that this is another case of the cover-up actually being worse than the crime. Brady himself has not made a lot of public statements on this, any in fact, but as you said, his agent did have a few things to say today. What else did we hear from him?
Well, Don Yee is Tom Brady's agent. He released a statement. He called the appeals process a sham. He also said that Brady issued an unprecedented amount of electronic data, that's a quote, to the commissioner and to the league as part of the Deflategate investigation. He says that more details about how much, quote, Tom opened up his private life to the commissioner will become clear in the coming days.
So he did not specifically respond to the claims that Brady had his phone destroyed or what information might have been on the phone.
He has not done that. And at the time when the Wells investigation was ongoing and Tom Brady was set to meet with investigators, there was a discussion about allowing, Ted Wells came out and said that there were discussions about allowing for selected messages to be turned over so that non-NFL related messages were not included. I'm guessing that we may hear from Don Yee about which messages were or were not turned over.
Any idea of what's happening to the cell phones of those who are on the receiving end of Brady's text messages?
I don't know where we stand with that, but the other issue here is that the NFL does not have the power to just demand this evidence. It's not a government-sanctioned investigation. This is an NFL investigation. So anybody that cooperates with them is just cooperating of their own volition.
Okay. How much does the news, though, of the phone being destroyed give justification to the NFL in terms of the severity of the punishment? Because when it handed down the punishment against Brady and the Patriots, a lot of people accused the league of being over the top with an unprecedented punishment for what they said was a minor offense and that having to do with deflated footballs being the offense. Could this be some justification for heavier punishment on Brady?
There's no question that the NFL is using it in a perception sort of way. The fact that when they announced this decision, Roger Goodell's decision to stand by the four-game suspension, the focus of that announcement was this cell phone destruction information. So they're clearly thinking that this is a way to shape this discussion. I don't know how much it factors in. We'll learn more as it comes out. But perceptually, it does not look good for Tom Brady. I don't think anybody would say this makes Tom Brady's case look better.
And what about Commissioner Goodell regarding the deflation of the footballs at all, and Brady's involvement in that.
Well, in Goodell's findings, when the NFL released this report today about the appeal and the process, the NFL came out and said that Tom Brady may not have done anything himself, but that he may have been aware and may have been in contact with employees who deflated footballs, so that there was a sense that Brady was part of what was happening, at least aware of, and took steps to support, is the way that they put it in the statement that they put out today.
Okay, so looking to the future now, Commissioner Goodell, actually back in June, he was the arbitrator in the hearing on Brady's appeal. The NFL Players Association at the time had pushed Goodell to recuse himself. They said that there should be an independent arbitrator named to oversee the case. So there's been talk that if Tom Brady does seek a federal court ruling on this to prevent the suspension from going forward, that he could argue that Goodell was indeed biased. Could that still happen?
That definitely could happen. We spoke to a prominent sports litigator who said that's a real trigger for federal cases. The NFL Players Association has said in the past that they will take it to court if the suspension isn't wiped out. So that seems like a likely step here.
Okay. And very briefly, where does this leave Tom Brady and the Pats?
Well, if they get an injunction in federal court, it could delay this and you could still see Tom Brady playing opening day. If he sticks with the suspension, he's going to miss the first four games of the regular season.
Okay. And cost the Patriots two draft picks.
Yes, that's true.
Thanks. Doug Trabue of WBUR's Only a Game. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Lisa.